Shabbat Shalom. In the second to last psalm that we read, in Psalm 92, we just read the words, Tishmana Oznai, my ears should hear. This week is a week that my ears have been particularly turned up. They've been hearing a lot. The week began on Saturday night coming out of Shabbat and hearing that Israel had won the Eurovision Song Contest with the ridiculous song, Toy. It's a great song, I'm Not Your Toy. Like, that's amazing. And She Clucks Like a Chicken. A little bit weird there, but it's good. Israel won, and it was amazing in this moment of pride. And I'm breaking every rule I've established in my rabbinate because I might talk a tiny bit about the state of Israel tonight, the modern state, which I try not to talk about, but I can't shy away from it this week. Because from the high of Israel winning the Eurovision came the really complicated feelings later in the week on May 14th, which is the day on the English calendar when the state of Israel, the modern state of Israel, was established 70 years ago. And the American embassy moved to Jerusalem. And then all of a sudden, there were all these conflicting viewpoints in my head. Yes, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. But yes, this move may be inopportune at the wrong time. And yes, Israel has a right to defend herself. But oh no, innocent life is being lost at the borders. And there are stories every sense. There's no right answer. In my head, I'm just turning it all over. My ears are listening. They're hearing all of these different viewpoints. And it feels like I'm just in the middle of this abyss of information. And then I got to today and I thought, okay, Shabbat is coming. My mind can turn off. And then what happened this morning? I was watching the Today Show at 7 o'clock. And what did they start with? It wasn't the wedding, which I was hoping it would be because I need that levity in my life. No, it was another school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, 40 miles outside of Houston. There is information everywhere. And there are multiple good points of view. My ears are hearing all sorts of rationales all over the place. I'm in a wilderness. And what better week to be in a wilderness than this week when we start to read from the book of Bamidbar, which means literally in the wilderness. The Israelites have left Egypt. They're on their way to Sinai. We're going to receive Torah tomorrow night, Shavuot, at Sinai. And yet, they're in this crazy place where anything can happen. The book of Bamidbar, the wilderness, doesn't begin with peaceful conversation. It begins with an accounting of who's there and what the military looks like. Because they know that in this place, they have to secure themselves. They have to think about what's best moving forward for the future. But when you read even deeper into the book of Bamidbar, you realize that the book's name, Bamidbar, can be shifted slightly to Bamidaber. Midaber in Hebrew, same letters, same order, different vowels means to speak. Our speech has to do with how we feel when we're in an abyss, when we're in this place where there's so much information, when there's so many people who have different voices coming at us. And I read Parshat Bamidbar this week, remembering that I have to listen. I have to listen to the people around me and who surround me. And while I may not agree with them, I don't have to be wrong for you to be right. And you don't have to be wrong for me to be right. What matters is the way that our ears listen when we're in this space and the way that our words echo our values. And so as we enter into the Midbar, into this wilderness, I implore you to think about the words that you use when you engage in conversation with others. We just voted this week. The words that you use to check off your ballot in a yes or a no vote on people who make the policy for our state. The words that you use when talking with your fellow about all of the issues that are in our faces right now. There's a lot going on. but we have the ability to use our ears to listen to each other and our words to influence each other, to do good, to do the right thing, and to walk out of Shabbat and Shavuot and this moment of receiving Torah, knowing that we can use ourselves as a whole person to make change in our world. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.